Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning. 早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
I appreciate the worship this morning, Sarah.
我感谢这个 Sarah 今天带领我们。
Today's message is a little bit theologically rich.
今天的这个讲道呢是这个神学上很丰富的。
It's a little bit heavier, a little bit denser in content.
今天呢是这个讲到的这个信息呢比较重一点，比较也要浓缩一点。
And everything that we sing about makes the what I'm about to present makes it possible.
我今天所讲的呢都是要尽量能够实现出来。
So again, thank you, Sarah.
谢谢Sarah.
I have worked at 4 different McDonald's.
我在四个不同的麦当劳里面工作过。
Wendy's, Taco Bell, Carl's Jr. and Burger King.
还有这个 Wendy's, Taco Bell.
That's what I said.
Carl's
Jr.
That's what I said. Burger King.
One of the things that I've noticed in these is that they have a standardized way of leadership.
我注意了一件事情，就是他们有一个这个很规范化的这个领导。
It wasn't until a few years ago that I actually reflected on this.
然后呢，我是这几年以后呢才想到这个事情。
And what I learned is that they're amazing at turning nobodies into somebody.
这个是很奇妙的，他们把一个不知道什么不知道的人变成一个什么都知道的人。
McDonald's will hire the dumbest people in the world and turn them into someone special.
他们的这个麦当劳还是雇最差的人，然后呢？到了一定的时间了，他们就成为一个特殊的人。
So when some poor soul such as myself gets hired at McDonald's, this is what they do.
就是像我这样一个很可怜的人，就是这样的。
I told you it was going to be deep theology, right?
我给你想一想，你像我这样的人，我可以讨论很深的这个神学思想。
So they hire you and they say, okay, you're going to make fries.
他把你雇过来，他说你要炸那个薯条了。
And this is how you make fries.
这个你怎样炸啊？
You dump them in. You dump them in the oil. You push the button and you wait.
然后呢，你把那个薯条放进去，然后你放在油锅里面，然后你再按钮。
When it beeps, you take them out. You dump them out. And you salt them, and you're done.
然后呢，你看到就冒泡了，然后你把它倒出来。完。
It's very simple.
很简单。
Okay. But there are two types of people that get hired at McDonald's.
但是有两种人呢，在这个麦当劳被工作。
One type of person says, "This sucks."
有一种人说：“哎呀，太糟糕了。
”You can't boss me around like that.
你不能这样指示我这样做那样做。
This is hot. The pay is terrible.
这工作太难了，工资又少。
That's it. I quit.
完了，完了，我放弃了。
The other type of person says, "This is easy."
另外一种人说：“哎呀，这个很容易嘛。
”I can do fries.What else you got?
我可以做薯条了，你还有要我做什么？
So they're running the fry machine and they're figuring out how to take orders and how to cook patties and all that.
他们就这边在炸薯条，那边他就是在那个收钱啊，怎么做其他的那个饼啊什么的。
Okay, and the managers see this and they say, "Wow, you're crew chief now."
然后呢这个。这个经理一看，哇，你很了不起啊！那你现在就是一个主厨了。
And pretty soon, that person is actually training people how to cook fries.
然后呢，这个人呢就开始教别人怎样来做薯条。
It's pretty simple, right?
这是很简单的事情。
Pastor Wayne Cordero rightly points out that McDonald's oftentimes does a better job at bringing out the best of people than the church does.
有个牧师叫温牧师啊。他就是指出来了，如果是这个麦当劳这种方式啊，这种方式如果是在教会里面实行，就最好不过了。
Fortunately, the Chinese church is and will be a place that brings the best out of people.
这个很荣幸的是，我们这个中国教会呢，就是一个地方，把这个人呢，就是让人做的最好。
Florian and I started attending the Chinese church when Tobias was 4 years old.
弗洛瑞亚和我呢，就是来到这个中国教会呢。当我的儿子提巴亚是四岁的时候。
So our kid, the one you see with the big beard, was the age of our youngest kid who doesn't have a beard.
你看我的孩子啊，已经长胡子了啊。然后最小的孩子没有。
At that time, I started to lead the English Bible study.
那个时候呢，我就开始带英文查经。
And pastor oversaw everything.
然后呢，牧师呢就统管一切。
He was at everyone, made sure I did a good job.
他呢就看看每个人都做工作做得不错。
After a while, he just said, "Okay, you lead him. I'm going to go do something else."
他就有过了一段时间，他说：“你来带查经，我去做其他的。”
Then he started asking me if I would preach.
然后他问我是不是想这个讲道。
And I'd preach once or twice a year.
然后呢，我就是一年讲一两次。
Pretty soon it was more regularly, once a quarter.
然后呢，我就开始比较固定的，就是一季度一次。
He saw my passion for God and His Word.
然后呢，他就看到我对神和神的话语的这种激情。
He saw my commitment to Jesus and to the church.
他就看到我对这个耶稣和这个教会的委身。
And then he asked me to be a deacon for the church.
然后呢，他就让我做这个教会的执事。
Pretty soon, an intern at the church.
然后呢，就做过教会的这个实习生。
And then, of course, he made me a part-time pastor here at the church.
然后呢，他一直让我做这个教会的这个半职牧师。
I was pretty rough when I started at the Chinese church.
然后我刚来教会的时候，我这个经历那个时候经历是很艰难的。
I had a criminal background.
我呢有这个犯罪的记录。
A history of drug abuse.
然后呢有这个吸毒的这个历史。
I struggled with severe depression.
然后呢我有这个很严重的忧郁症。
But God is in the business of bringing out the best in people.
但是呢，神呢就做了一件事呢，就是把这个人的最好的一面呢表现出来。
And that's what happens here at the Chinese church.
这个呢，就在中国教会呢就表现出来，就做出来了。
That's the business that we're in.
这个就是我们所要做的工作。
I've given each of you a handout. I didn't put any of the passages on the screen.
我给了每一个人一个小单张。
Flory, will you grab one for John?
I have one, I think.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're going to read this. This is 2 Corinthians.
我来读这个是这个哥林多后书。
And we'll read together 1 through 11.
然后呢，我们从第一节读到第十一节。
Okay. By the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you.I Paul, when timid, when face to face with you, but bold when away. I beg you, when I come, I may not have to find you as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments.And every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. You are looking only on the surface of things. If anyone is confident that he belongs to Christ, he should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as he. For even if I boast somewhat freely about the authority of the Lord gave us for building you up, rather than pulling you down, I will not be ashamed of it.I do not want to seem to be trying to frighten you with my letters. For some say, his letters are weighty and forceful, but in person he is unimpressive and his speaking amounts to nothing. Such people should realize that we are in our letters. When we are absent, we will be in our actions. When we are present. Let us pray.
好，我们祷告。
Jesus, we're so grateful for the work that you have done in our heart and our lives to bring us to this point. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to work in us and through us for the expansion of your kingdom. Even in this sermon, Lord, as we pour over your word, we ask that you would speak to each one of us in the great name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So the Apostle Paul is addressing the problem church of Corinth.
这个使徒保罗在这个写信呢，就是指责这个哥林多这个问题教会。
So Paul founded the church in Corinth.
他呢在哥林多呢建立了这个教会。
And then he left people in charge, such as Apollos.
他就是让其他人，就比如说这个阿波罗来 管理这个教会。
But unfortunately, things kind of got out of hand.
但是呢，很不幸的，这个有时候事情就超出了想象力。
The local community was idolatrous and very immoral.
在这个当地的这些这个环境中呢，这个是很多是拜偶像就是奸淫的道德沦丧的。
And the community celebrated everything that Paul condemned.
然后呢，这个社区呢是就是保罗指责什么，他们就庆祝什么。
So the Corinthian church also had its problems.
所以说这个哥林多教会也有他的问题。
And Paul was forced to address some of these problems on a number of occasions.
然后呢，保罗不得不在说这些问题。
The church suffered from division, sexual immorality, spiritualism, lawsuits, idolatry, greed, and deception.
这个教会呢有什么问题呢？有这个分裂的问题，有这个奸淫的问题，有这个信仰上的问题，有诉讼的问题，有拜偶像的问题，还有贪婪的问题和整个就是欺骗的问题。
A modern version of this might look like this.
这个如果是今天来讲呢，是这样的。
So imagine Steve trying to sue Yongfin.
我就举个例子，好像是 Steve 要来告永芬了。
Right? Maybe Yongfin overfilled the communion cups and Steve spilled some on his shirt.
然后呢，永芬倒这个圣餐倒杯的时候呢，倒多了一点，然后呢就溅到这个永芬的衣服衬衣上了。
Now they can't work it out, and they take one another to court.
他们呢就解决不了他们这种问题，他们就到法庭上去解决了。
Or maybe Shannon's group is fighting with the English group.
比如说这个 Shannon 的这个 group 呢和这个英文的组呢要打。
Shannon's group rightly stays and they're so nice to stay afterwards and clean all the time.
他们那个组呢就是玩得很晚，然后玩了以后呢又打扫教会。
And Florian and I in the English group, we're always out of here quick because of all our kids.
那 Floria 和我呢就马上就查完经走了，因为我们有很多孩子。
So there's this big conflict between the groups.
所以说呢，这两组就很多的纠纷了。
Imagine the rush downstairs over. You know when we have donuts downstairs, have you ever noticed that there's a big rush?
你知道吗？如果我们楼下有一个甜饼的时候，很多人就冲下去了。
Right? Imagine that every day and over all the lunches.
你想一想啊，就是在这个午餐的时候。
That's the type of church that the Corinthian church was on a regular basis.
午餐时候就冲下去，然后这个呢，在哥林多教会就是这样的情况。
Their communion services, they actually had people getting drunk in it and fighting over food.
然后呢，他们的这个圣餐呢，有些人呢就是喝醉了，有些人呢又得不到食物。
So Paul was forced to intervene.
所以说保罗不得不来这个干涉这件事情。这些事情。
His first intervention was the letter of 1 Corinthians.
他所以说他干涉的第一个事情呢，就是写的哥林多前书。
And Paul was in Ephesus at this time.
这个此时此刻呢，保罗在这个以弗所。
And even after that letter, he got word that things were still pretty bad and out of hand.
他写了这封信以后呢，他还是听到这个这个话语说啊，那边有话说，他们那个地方还是不怎么好。
So he visited the church and tried to straighten them out.
所以说呢，他就是再写，然后呢，希望这个教会呢可以更正。
And he also sent another a severe letter.
他呢有。还写了一个很严肃的信。
And now, once again, we have this letter addressing some issues.
然后呢，这个信以后完了以后呢，又写了这封信。
The church is still struggling with idolatry and immorality.
这个时候教会呢，还是在这个有这个奸淫和这个道路败坏的事情。
And now they're also struggling with his spiritual authority.
然后呢，这个教会呢，也就是挑战他的这个属灵权柄。
Paul is not a paid pastor for the Corinthian church.
这保罗呢，不是哥林多教会的一个拿工资的这个牧师。
He's a bivocational missionary to there.
他是一个兼职的一个宣教师。
He just happened to have some success at that place and planted a church there.
他呢，就是刚好呢，在哥林多呢这个地方呢，他是很成功，然后呢，建立了这个教会。
But he does have some positional authority.
但是呢，他在这个位置上呢，确实有这个权柄的。
The letter 2 Corinthians starts out, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God.
他所以说的更多后书的还说说了他保罗呢是这个神的这个使徒。
So you can see how the relationship is a little bit awkward.
你就可以想一想这个教会和保罗之间的这个关系有一点紧张。
The house church started to build, but so did its problems.
这个他是建立了这个教会，但是这个教会呢有他问题。
That's the context of what we're reading here.
这个就是我们这个读这个经的这个整个这个背景。
So let's look at this a section at a time. Verses 1 and 2.
然后我们一段经文一段经文的来看。
These first two verses, Paul basically begs the Corinthian church not to make him use his positional authority.
在前两段经文里面呢，就是保罗就是真的是请求这个哥林多教会啊，不要让他用这个属灵的权柄。
The opposition tried a number of ways to discredit Paul.
这个他们的这个反对人呢，他就用了一不同的方法来贬低保罗。
They were trying to discredit his writings and his authority.
他们呢就想贬低他的这个书信和贬低他的这个权柄。
Being away from them geographically, the letters were the best way that he could communicate and lead this group.
因为他们地理上很远，所以说来书信写信呢，就是来带领这个教会一个最好的方式。
And Paul's letters aren't these light, fluffy, little emotional letters like moms get from their kids.
这个保罗的书信不是像这个妈妈写给女儿那种很丰富、很带有很丰富感情的那种。
And Paul was not writing a simple, brief Facebook post bashing some ideas.
保罗也不是这个在这个脸书上写了一个批评别人的那种话语。
And his letters are not emotional tirades.
他的这个话语呢不是充满激情感情感情用事的。
His letters are lengthy.
他的这个信呢是很直接的。
They're deep.
然后呢很深入的。
They haveJust miraculous theology that helps articulate who God is and why that matters in their particular context.
他真的是讲到这个用神学的方面，神学来讲这个神是什么，然后他神在教会要做什么。
His letters challenged the thinking of those who were in the wrong.
然后呢，他的信呢就让那些做错事的人呢开始深思。
They were forceful and effective.
他这个信呢是很有力量的，而且很有这个效果的。
So those who didn't like him tried to discredit his letters.
所以说那些不喜欢他的人呢，就开始来贬低他。
And one of the ways they did that is by saying, "Oh, you're powerful in your writing, but when you're in person, you're kind of a wimp."
然后呢，他们这样来贬他们。哦，你写的信的时候啊，你是很了不起的，但是见面的时候呢，其貌不扬。
Another way they tried to discredit him is simply by accusing him of being a worldly person.
然后呢，另外一个这个攻击他的方法就是说他一个是一个有血气属世的人。
For someone like Paul, that's quite a heavy accusation.
如果对保罗这样使徒的人来讲呢，这个控告啊是真的是很严重的。
That's like calling someone in the military, "You're a spy or a traitor."
就好像是在军队里面，你是这个间谍，你是一个叛徒。
So because of this, because of these situations, Paul was forced to be a little more authoritative.
所以说呢，因为这样的情况，保罗不得不用他的权柄。
He was going to have to assert himself not only in writing but also in action.
所以说他就是不光是要写信了，而且他还要采取行动了。
Even McDonald's.Has to fire people every once in a while.
你知道吗？麦当劳有时候也不得不解雇人的。
My brother worked at McDonald's.
我的弟弟呢，在这个麦当劳工作。
And one time he got quite rebuked by his manager.
有一次呢，他的这个经理呢就来这斥责他。
My brother is the we'll just say he's the creative type.
我就说啊，我这个弟弟啊，他是很有这个创造力的。
And he figured he was going to improve upon the McDonald's burritos.
他就开始想啊，他就可以改进这个麦当劳的这个卷饼。
So he's adding all kinds of stuff in there, bacon or whatever else, and trying to make them taste better.
然后呢，他就加上那个什么这个 bacon 啊，培根，哎，再加进去，加了很多东西。
And the manager was of course quite upset.
当然了，经理是很不高兴的。
So my brother, it's better like this.
我的弟弟就说，他这样看起来更好啊。
And the manager says, it might be better, but it's not a McDonald's burrito.
他说这个是很好啊，但是这个不是麦当劳的卷饼哦。
People around the world are coming together for a McDonald's burrito.
全世界的人都来吃这个麦当劳卷饼。
If my brother continued to make McAllen burritos rather than McDonald burritos, he would have been fired.
如果是我的弟弟安伦啊，如果他做这个麦安伦这个卷饼，那么就没有麦当劳卷饼了，他肯定要被这个解雇的。
Right, he would have had to use his personal or his positional authority and step in and do something about it.
所以说，他的经理就是要用他的权柄来做一些事情。
Paul in the church is actually hoping to avoid that.
保罗实际上呢，他尽量不用这样的权柄。
So he sends this letter and he sends a rebuke.
所以说呢，他就还是斥责了。
Kids often put their parents in such positions as well.
小孩子呢也让这个父母呢处在这种地步
where parents have to do things that they don't want to do
我们作为父母呢有时要做他们不想做的事情
some are opposing Paul challenging his authority and Paul is basically begging the church he's hoping not to have to use his positional authority
所以说这些人呢都是在很多人呢在反对来挑战他的这个权柄但是保罗呢不想这样用的
But in verses 3 through 6, Paul asserts he is ready to use his positional authority.
但是呢从第三节到第六节呢保罗就说他要开始用他的权柄了。
And he's ready because it is a matter of spiritual warfare.
他要这样做因为这是一个属灵的征战。
We are not talking about burrito recipes here.
我们不是讲这个卷饼的这个菜谱。
What goes on in the church is a matter of war between the sides of good and evil.
在教会里面呢是善与恶的善恶之争。
Between the spirit of God and the spirit of our flesh and the devil.
这个是属这个神的灵和我们这个属世的灵征战。
Paul is fighting to expand the kingdom of God.
是神的灵和这个撒旦的灵真正保罗是要扩展神的国度
and unfortunately sometimes in that there is discipline required
所以说呢要做这样的时候呢有时候就是要用制度
spiritual discipline is a matter of spiritual warfare
所以说呢如果你要行出这个制度的话这就是一个征战了
We try to glamorize. We try to make spiritual warfare look pretty sometimes.
我们有时候呢，我们想把这个属灵战争嘛描述的很漂亮。
We make it look pretty like a fancy, friendly prayer meeting where we have tea and crackers.
啊，也好像是我们有属灵战争，就是我们有一个祷告会，然后我们有茶，我们有茶点。
But spiritual warfare is brutal. It's bloody.
但是呢，属灵的征战是很残酷的，有时候是血腥的。
People get hurt.
人呢要受到伤害。
Feelings most definitely get hurt.
然后呢，你的这个感受呢也伤害了。
People are offended.
然后呢，人呢也被受到这个冒犯。
There are heated arguments.
然后呢，还有很多这个很激烈的争吵。
And there are hard truths that cut to the heart.
然后呢，那个真理呢是会扎人心的。
That's spiritual warfare.
这个就是属灵的征战。
Though Paul fights like this, he acknowledges he is human.
然后保罗呢就承认他是是人，他是血气。
Right, he clearly walks in the flesh. He's walking literally.
他很明显的，他是在这个血气中行，是血气中行事的。
But their accusation of him being worldly, it has a different connotation.
但是呢，对他来的这个指责呢有不同的。不同的意思。
They're accusing him of walking in opposition to the Spirit of God.
但是他们就指着他是从他和这个神的灵背道而驰。
So in this section, Paul, he acknowledges, yes, I walk literally according to the flesh.
他就这样讲，是啊，我是在血气中行事啊，就是我是在世界上行事啊，我是靠我的肉体。
But I fight spiritually.
但是呢，我是打一个属灵的战争。
He fights for a different realm.
他呢，和不同的属灵的这个层次打战。
He fights for a different king.
他和这个不同的王打仗。
Jesus fights for Jesus.
但是呢，耶稣是为耶稣而征战。
And his mission is to attack the foolishness of unbelief and spiritual disobedience.
他的征战就是对属灵上的这个属灵上的盲点和这个属灵上的不服从。
And Paul fights through with the word of God.
所以说神这个保罗就靠着神的这个话语上的智慧来征战。
So nonetheless, Paul in his role of spiritual leadership has to exercise his authority.
这个保罗呢，他是要行使他属灵的这个权柄。
And sometimes this goes beyond just arguments.
有时候呢，属灵这个权柄的应用呢，就超过了争论。
Sometimes there are disciplinary actions.
有时候呢，有一个这个叫要有行为了，要有制裁了。
In 1 Corinthians, he talks about handing a person over to Satan.
然后呢，在哥林多前书呢，他讲到要把这个人交给撒旦。
This is probably excommunication from the church.
这个可能就是说把这个人驱逐教会。
Sometimes people are excluded from the fellowship.
然后呢，这个人呢，他就不可能和这个弟兄姊妹有交流。
Other times, even in his letters, people are publicly condemned.
然后呢，在他的信里面，他就说有些人呢，就在公众上来被斥责。
Now, granted, in the churches nowadays, we don't see this very often.
然后呢，我们现在在教会呢，很少看见这样的事情发生。
But I would say it's absolutely necessary to retain the purity of the bride of Christ.
但是呢，我觉得这个教会这样做是很有必要的。你要保持这个神的这个心腹的这个纯洁性，你不得不这样做。
For better or worse, I've had to usher four people out of the church.
不知道是好还是不好，我呢是把四个人呢把他带出引出了教会。
Three times it was alcohol related.
然后三次呢是有这个人呢就是喝酒喝多了。
Once it was two of those times it was the same person.
两次呢是同样一个人喝多了。
But one time there was a serious spiritual infiltration of our church.
但是有一次呢确实是一个属灵上的征战。
And I think some of you guys were here at that time.
我相信你们中间有些人是听到这个事情了。
We had a lady and a man come in. They stood out not only because they were white, but there was clearly something wrong.
他们呢是一对一男一女呢，他们来了，他们是白人。
They came in together, but one sat way up in the front and one sat way in the back.
然后呢，一个人呢在前面，一个人在后面。
And I sat up here.
然后我是坐在这边的。
And we actually had a missionary visiting with us.
那个时候呢，刚好有一个这个宣教士来到我们中间。
And the missionary was standing in the back, kind of just watching.
然后呢，这个宣教士在后面呢，还是观望、观看。
And he noticed these two people and noticed that something wasn't right.
然后呢，他注意到这两个人上有点事情，有点不对。
And he comes up, he quietly asks me for help in leading these two people out.
然后他过来就叫我说把这两个人带出去。
And this visiting missionary actually comes in with me behind him a little bit, and he ushers these people out of the church. He says, come with me out.
然后呢，这个宣教士呢就和一起来把这几个人嘛，把这两个人带出去了。
It was a very strange situation.
这个是很奇怪的一个情况。
He was absolutely scripturally and spiritually right, though.
Right.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
他呢，在这个属灵上呢，这个圣经上呢，他都是正确的。
Not only were those two on some sort of psychedelic drugs, but one of them was actually drawing this elaborate picture of a demon in the middle of our service.
然后呢，他在这个中间呢，他就还在画一个这个魔鬼的那个图。
So we ushered him out. We had a great conversation with him.
然后呢，我们把他带出去，然后和他有一段交流。
I never saw the woman again, but the other guy actually came back later with a completely different spirit, completely different attitude about him, and he worshipped with us a couple of times.
然后呢，那个女的从来没回来，但是个男的回来了，然后他的态度完全转变了，而且和我们好几次一起来敬拜。
Now, I'm glad that we don't have to deal with that all that often.
啊，我很高兴我们不是经常要这样做。
Some churches like those in the Whitaker, the downtown area, I'm sure they deal with that much more than here.
啊，我相信在这个市中心啊，还有这个威特哥这个地方啊，可能经常要做这样的事情。
I prefer that we take action on our own terms, though.
我觉得我们应该以我们的这个方式来做，要做事情。
I prefer that we do our spiritual warfare on our terms.
我们以我们的条约、我们的条件、我们的这个标准来做事。
Rather than waiting for people to infiltrate the church like that,
而不是让别人来冒犯我们。
I prefer that we do our spiritual warfare through specific strategic relational evangelism and through edification of the body.
然后我就希望我们这样做呢，是透过我们的这个宣教士和我们这个整个这个教会的这个肢体。
Again, let's do spiritual warfare on our terms rather than the enemy's terms.
所以说呢，我们应该来这个进行这个属灵的征战，是照着我们的这个条约，而不是照着敌人的这个话来听。
So again, verses 3-6, Paul asserts he is ready to use his positional authority because it's a matter of spiritual warfare.
所以说呢，第三节到第六节，这个保罗呢，他就是他要用他的权柄，因为这是一个属灵的征战。
And verses 7-11 show that people do need that intervention.
然后呢，第七节到第十一节呢，就确实这样指出来，人呢是需要这样的这个权柄的。
People need someone with spiritual authority intervening in their lives.
所以说呢，真的人就需要这样有权柄的人来参与到他们的生活当中。
If somebody is going about life wrong, they need to be told that there is a better way.
然后，如果一个人走岔了路呢，他需要被人告诉他走错了。
Unfortunately, some are not mature enough to see that better way.
但是呢，很不幸的是，他有些人呢还没有成熟，他没有看见。
And the people that Paul was addressing, they're like that. The opposition were like that.
然后呢，那个反对保罗的人呢，保罗指出来，这些人就是这样的。
They did not see that Paul's use of authority was right and consistent.
他们不觉得这个保罗用这个权柄是正确的。
And they also refused to acknowledge that God was working in and through Paul.
他们拒绝承认是神在他们中间做工，是透过保罗来做的。
Consider the evidence that they were ignoring.
啊，你可以看到他们这个把他们忽略了这些这个证据。
I mean, think of the lives that were changed through Paul before and after this.
你可以想一想，这个什么使这个保罗啊从不信到信怎样改变的
？There in Ephesus, there were the idol makers were running out of work because people weren't buying idols.
然后呢，你可以看到这个本来是这个拜偶像的人都跑了。
All the sorcerer people, they were burning their scrolls in the middle of the town.
然后呢，这个本来拜偶像的，然后呢读邪术的都把那个书拿来烧了。
Entire families were coming to Christ.
然后呢，整个一家人都来信耶稣。
Jesus said that you could judge a tree.By its fruit.
所以耶稣说，你可以从一个果子评价一棵树。
These people were ignoring that fruit.
但是呢，这些人呢，就根本就忽略了这个真正的果子。
Paul, on little to no pay, was expanding the kingdom of God in miraculous ways.
保罗他根本没有得的这个收入很少，或者根本没有收入，但是呢，他扩展了神的国。
And the people were rejecting him.
但是神人呢，那些人呢，还在这个啊拒绝他。
But then you had some preachers that were preaching for profit.
但是你又看到有些人呢，他来讲道呢，是为了他的这个财富。
And they're just preaching a bunch of rules.
他们就是这个来讲一些什么这个条制度的为制度来讲道。
And the people were respecting those false prophets.
然后呢，很多人呢就是喜欢这种假的这个先知，假的讲道的人。
Fortunately, though, Paul is quite confident in his relationship with Jesus.
感谢主这个保罗对他和耶稣的这个关系呢非常肯定。
So it didn't shake him, right? He didn't give up.
所以说他根本不怕，也没有放弃。
Instead, he starts a rational dialogue with him.
然后呢，反而呢，他和他们有一个很一个强烈的对话。
And he starts it with this.
他这样来开始的。
You're a Christian, right? We acknowledge you're a Christian.
你是基督徒吗？我知道你们是基督徒。
At least acknowledge that I'm a Christian as well, or that we're Christians as well.
但是你要知道我也是基督徒。
So he starts this rational dialogue with him.
这个就真的是一个很激烈的一个对话。
But Paul's also confident in his authority.
但是同时呢，保罗对他的这个权柄呢也是很自信的。
And that authority, that confidence comes from knowing God's word and God's will.
这个他的这个自信是从了解神的话语和了解神的旨意而来的。
This is a quote from Martin Luther.
这个是从这个马丁路德引用马丁路德的话。
He opposed the entire Catholic Church based on his understanding of Scripture.
他呢，根据他对圣经的了解呢，他反对整个罗马天主教。
He says, "Unless I am convicted by Scripture and plain reason, I do not accept the authority of popes and councils." For they have contradicted each other. My conscience is captive to the word of God.
除非圣经或清楚的道理说服我，我的良心受神的话捆绑，我不能也不愿意受回任何的意见。
So Ben, when he came and he ushered those missionaries out or those guests out.
好，我把这个读完。因为违背良心既不正确也不安全，我不能做其他。这是我的立场，求神帮助我。所以说，我们把这个。不对的人把他带出去。
So when Ben came and he ushered those guests out,
所以说那个讲道的人 Ben 他就把这些人带出去了。
He was actually just a guest.
他呢本身就只是一个客座讲员。
Right, he was just a guest himself.
他自己是客人啊。
But he was confident in his authority based upon scripture and about based upon being spiritually right with God.
但是他很有这个自信，就是基于他对神的话语和对神权柄的这个了解。
Now I want you to read this one out loud. This is from the Chinese Church's mission statement or statement of faith.
这个呢是我们中国教会的一个宣告这个信仰宣告。
Go ahead, you guys can read it together.
我们信新约旧约圣经是神所默示的，绝不错误。他的教导在信仰与生活有至高的权柄。
Are of supreme and final authority in faith and life. I actually think that could be a little bit stronger.
我觉得我们的话语可以更强一点。
But that's what we believe here at the church.
但是这就是我们教会所信仰的。
Whoever is right scripturally and whoever is right spiritually has authority.
每一个相信神圣经话语的人，每一个相信这个神的人，他都有一个属灵的权柄。
And that is spiritual authority.
这个就是属灵权柄。
The holy spiritual authority of God Almighty Himself.
这个就是这个神他自己的一个圣灵的一个权柄。
So if Sarah, John, or Moses, or any one of us are up here preaching, and we are right spiritually, and we're right scripturally, there is authority to it.
所以说呢，当这个 Sarah, John, 还有摩西，我们在这上面讲的时候， 我们对神话语理解的正确，我们顺服神的这个圣灵的引导，所以说我们就有这个属灵的权柄。
And it's not because we're special, it's because God's word is.
不是说这些人是特殊的，而是神的话语是正确的。
Because God's ways are right.
因为神的路是对的。
And we as Christians, we submit to God's ways.
作为基督徒，我们顺服神的道路。
But please understand that it does not stop. Actually, it doesn't start at the pulpit and it doesn't stop at the pulpit.
这个属神的权柄呢，是从讲坛上来的，但是不是仅仅停在这里。
Paul understood spiritual leadership and he was prepared to exercise his authority.
他知道这个属灵的这个领导，所以说他是准备他的实行这个权柄。
He did everything he could to help people to live and think biblically.
他呢做他最大的努力，让人们呢就是来思想和行为呢都照着圣经话语而行。
And that's what we do at this Chinese church.
在我们中国教会就是这样做的。
Everyone on the leadership is on the same page with this.
然后每一个在这个领导这个团队里面都是这样的。
We're all on the same team.
我们是一个同属一个属灵团队。
We serve King Jesus and we try to expand His kingdom.
我们是这个王耶稣王来征战，是为了他的国扩张他的国而工作。
Sometimes we have heated discussions.
有时候我们那个讨论是很激烈的。
In-depth emotional conversations about deep theological issues.
有时候讨论很深入，然后带着情绪的讨论这个神学的观点。
I absolutely love these conversations.
我很喜欢这样的这讨论。
They will be, I don't want to say bickering, but we'll be arguing back and forth.
然后我们就是这个争过去争过来的。
Someone will make a funny, and then everybody's laughing together.
然后呢，有的人就是开个玩笑，他大家都在笑。
It is, as Sarah rightly described, it is holy spiritual fellowship.
这个呢，就是一个圣洁的一个属神的一个团契。
But holy spiritual fellowship doesn't just start or stop in the leadership team.
但是呢，这个是属灵的团契，并不是就是停止在。这个领导这个团队
，That has to happen within all of our relationships.
这个呢，就要应该在其他的地方各样的关系里面都要实现。
As Christians, we're helping people to see life correctly.
作为基督徒，我们是要让人看见这个正确的生活方式。
We don't want people in.To be spiritually stuck at the fry machine all their life.
我们不希望这个人啊，基督徒就老是就只做这个薯条了。
Now at the same time, we have some specific standards that we have to uphold.
然后呢，有时候呢，有些事情呢，我们是要反对的。
We have to stick to the recipes laid out in Scripture.
然后呢，我们要照着圣经的菜单来做。
But those are the recipes for success for life.
这个呢，圣经的菜谱呢，是我们人生成功的一个唯一方式。
And whether we are inside the church or outside the church, if there is something wrong there, we have to intervene.
如果是在教会里面，甚至在教会外面，如果我们看见不对的事情，我们是要去干涉的。
It's our duty as Christians to intervene.
作为基督徒，这就是我们的权柄。
Church, we need to respect positional authority.
教会，我们是需要尊重这个属神的权柄。
But we also need to assert our spiritual authority.
我们同时呢，也要来观看自己的这个属灵的权柄。
And that happens inside the church and outside the church.
这个呢，就是在教会里面，在教会外面都要做到。
I'm going to talk about inside the church for a second.
我呢现在来讲在教会里面。
I struggled on this passage and how this applies to the church for weeks.
然后呢，我不知道怎样来讲这段经文，所以说呢，我这几个星期我都在考虑这个问题。
Me personally, I've been convicted about my attitude toward positional authority.
然后呢，我自己呢觉得就是对这个属灵权柄的这个态度。
But I think that for the most part, the folks in the Chinese church do pretty good about respecting positional authority.
在这个教会里面呢，大多数人对这个属灵权柄呢是很尊重的。
So after wrestling over this passage for weeks, Friday night I actually had this miraculous dream.
然后我就是对这个怎么讲，我有一就是被困惑了，所以说呢，星期五呢我就有一个很奇怪的梦。
And in this dream, we had a guest speaker.
然后在这个梦里面呢，我们有一个客座讲员。
It was a regular Sunday morning service, and I was supposed to speak on spiritual authority.
然后呢，就是一个普通的一个主日，然后呢，我是要讲这个属灵权柄。
But we had someone who was going to come in, and they were going to give a little presentation about to raise funds for a certain donation.
然后呢，有一个人就过来了，他来了就是来募捐的，为某个机构募捐。
So as soon as he came up and he started to speak, he said something about an auction and this glass of water.
然后他刚一来呢，他就开始讲到这个投标啊，然后呢，他又讲又一瓶水。
And he was going to use the glass of water as an illustration.
他用了这瓶水呢来做比喻。
And as soon as he started, someone else in the congregation actually came in, interrupted him, and knocked the glass of water out of his hands.
然后呢，这会众里面呢，就有人过来就干涉他，然后把那瓶水呢从他手上打掉了。
And once again, I actually said, "Oh no, what am I going to do?" So I actually ushered that second guest who was interrupting. I ushered him outside and down the stairs and was sitting on the stairs.
然后呢，我就把这个人呢。Which one?
The guest that was interrupting, not the one that was invited.
The locking person.
Yeah, the one that knocked over the water.
Okay. Yep. 然后呢，打掉水的那个人呢，我把他送出去了，带出去了。
So I ushered him out, and I was sitting outside and talking to him.
然后呢，我就坐在外面，我就和他聊。
And when I came back in a few, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes later to hear how the presentation was going, everything in the church was all screwed up.
然后呢，我10到15分钟会过来以后呢，我一看，哇，这个整个教会和一团糟啊。
About half the people had already left.
一半的人都离开了。
There were tables in here, and people had paid $100 to make these ornaments.
然后呢，就有很多桌子在里面，然后大家都花几百美元来买一个装饰品。
And nobody knew what the cause was.
但是没有人知道这个为什么要这样做。
And I thought about this. As soon as I started try to figure out what was going on, that's actually when I woke up.
然后呢，我说这到底是什么原因？刚好我这样想的时候，我就醒了。
I was thinking about how am I supposed to address this church about spiritual authority?
然后我在想，我怎样来这个讲这个教会属灵权柄呢？
And I think that what had happened is the two actually were together, and I was distracted.
后来我就想，这两个人是在一起工作的，然后呢，我呢就把一个人带出去。
But there was no one inside to stop the second person.
但是里面这个人呢，没有人来干涉他。
Nobody stood up and said, "Hey, wait a minute! You're a crook."
没有一个人站起来。你是一个这个是邪人呢。
Leadership team.
所以说，我们属灵的这个团队。
You guys know who you are in the church.
你们都知道你们所在教会所在的地位。
If somebody comes up here and gets out of line.Are you willing to stop it?
如果有人站在这讲台上讲，然后他讲的和神圣经不服，你愿意站起来指责吗？
Are you ready to spot it?
然后你是不是当面就是指责呢？
Think about that. Spiritually and scripturally, are you ready and prepared to stop error in the church?
你是不是要从属灵上来愿意把这个一看到属灵的错误，你就愿意来止住吗？
I hope so.
我希望是这样。
So that's inside the church.
这个是在教会里面。
And that would be using our positional authority as leaders in the church.
这个就是我们教会的这个属灵团队啊，怎样来应用这个属灵权柄。
But all of us must use our spiritual authority outside of the church.
但是每一个人都应该在教会外应用自己属灵的权柄。
The purpose of the Chinese church is to increase.People's commitment to Christ.
我们教会的目的就是要让人们对基督的委身更深入。
And I want you to Take some time this week to assess your spiritual authority.
我希望大家花这个星期花一点时间来想一想这个属灵权柄。
Are you right scripturally and are you right spiritually?
你是不是在圣经上是正确的？你在属灵上是正确的？
And where does God have you where He wants you to exercise that spiritual authority?
这个神要在什么地方让你应用这个属灵权柄的？
Move beyond the spiritual fry machine.
然后呢，不要要你要超过这个只是在炸薯条了，属灵上的炸薯条，你要超过这一点。
Don't whine about the leadership.
不要抱怨这个属灵的团队。
The pay or the difficulties of spiritual warfare.
不要抱怨这个钱少，或者说这个属灵征战太艰难了。
And instead, grow in the spiritual giftings that God has for you.
然后呢，就是说你要来从神那里汲取力量。
Let's have spiritual, holy spiritual fellowship inside the church and outside the church.
所以说我们要有一个神圣的属灵的一个交流，在教会里面和教会外面。
And help the people in your lives to think and live more biblically.
然后呢，帮助人们呢，在他们生命中呢，更多的从圣经上来思考他们的人生。
We pray.
好，我们祷告。天父啊，我们感谢赞美你。感谢赞美主。中国有句话叫王权神授，我觉得可以用在我们的教会里面，因为属灵的权柄是神赐给我们的。主，你赐予我们就是用你圣经，我们读圣经我们就可以了解神的旨意，同时我们有受圣灵的影响，我们也可以了解你的旨意，从这两方面我们都可以体会到神的旨意。主耶稣，我们真的是感谢赞美你。主，愿神你自己的王权在教会里面彰显，主让这个教会更加荣耀，更加荣耀你的名。主，我们真的是这样仰望你，愿你的国度在我们教会里面扩张，也在我们教会在社区里面扩张。主，我们真的是恭敬来仰望你。谢谢主耶稣，这样的祷告乃是奉靠我主耶稣基督宝贵的生命。阿们。